Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Augie Bergamo. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Hopp. Batting third. The left fielder, Buster Adams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Sanders. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Whitey Karowski. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Marty Marion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Byerly. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bud Byerly. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Culler. Batting second. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting third. The left fielder, Butch Niemann. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Mack. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Chuck Workman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Carden Gillenwater. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Whitey Wiedelman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Tobin. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Jim Tobin. And now, play ball. Augie Bergamo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergamo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Workman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler misplays the ball. That's an error on Culler. Buster Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler misplays the ball. That's an error on Culler. Hopp moves to second. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tobin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Karowski fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Karowski. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanders fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Culler for the double play. Two outs. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Hopp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Workman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day takes first base on ball four. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Day moves to second. Two outs. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Workman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman takes first base on ball four. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Workman moves to second. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a fly ball into left field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bud Byerly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byerly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Augie Bergamo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergamo is 0 for 1 in the game. Bergamo takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0 for 1 in the game. Hop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Bergamo trying to get to third. Gillenwater throws the ball into Workman, who tags Bergamo for the out. Hop moves to second. Two outs. Buster Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tobin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kurowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 1 in the game. Culler strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 1 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Holmes moves to second. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanders hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Kurowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kurowski hits a line drive into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, O'Day hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Debs Garms now playing right field. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Workman hits a fly ball towards left. Adams settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Adams. Workman moves to second. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kurowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Workman moves to third. one out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 1 in the game. Massey hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Workman scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Braves. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiedelman hits a pop-up towards short. Marion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0 for 1 in the game. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Workman juggles the ball. That's an error on Workman. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0 for 1 in the game. Marion hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Byerly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byerly is 0 for 1 in the game. Byerly bunts towards the mound. Tobin fields it and throws to first for the out. Verbin moves to second. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kurowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 2 in the game. Culler strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a pop-up towards short. Marion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buster Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams bunts towards the mound. Tobin fields it and throws to first for the out. Hop moves to second. One out. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hop moves to third. Two outs. Whitey Kurowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Kurowski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hop scores. It's Cardinals, 1, Braves, 1. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. O'Day hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kurowski moves to third. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0 for 2 in the game. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Workman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mac hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Byerly fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Workman hits a fly ball into left field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Braves 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0 for 2 in the game. Marion hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Workman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Byerly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byerly is 0 for 1 in the game. Byerly strikes out. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 1 in the game. Garms hits a line drive into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Byerly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kurowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0 for 2 in the game. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Braves 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tobin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buster Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 3 in the game. Sanders hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adams moves to third. Whitey Kurowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurowski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kurowski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adams scores. Sanders moves to third. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Day hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sanders scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0 for 3 in the game. Verbin hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 2 in the game. Tobin takes first base on ball 4. Bill Ramsey pinch runs for Jim Tobin. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 3 in the game. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verbin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kuller moves to third. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Braves 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Hutchings now pitching. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0-for-3 in the game. Marion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Byerly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byerly is 0-for-2 in the game. Byerly bunts towards third. Workman fields it and throws to first for the out. Marion moves to second. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0-for-2 in the game. Garms hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Gillenwater. Garms reaches second base with a double. Marion scores. It's 4-1, Cardinals. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hop hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buster Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verbin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Workman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion misplays the ball. That's an error on Marion. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gillenwater takes first base on ball 4. Workman moves to second. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Massey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Workman scores. Gillenwater moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Cardinals. Clyde Klutz pinch hits for Whitey Wiedelman. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kurowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Gillenwater moves to third. Massey moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Joost pinch hits for Johnny Hutchings. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball towards left. Adams settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Adams. Gillenwater scores. Massey scores. Joost moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's Cardinals, 4, Braves, 4. Blix Donnelly now pitching. Dick Kuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuller is 0-for-4 in the game. Kuller hits a fly ball into right field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Braves 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Red Barrett now pitching. Eddie Joost now playing second base. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Karowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Workman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Day hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-4 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into left field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Braves 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0-for-4 in the game. Verbin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Marion hits a fly ball into center field. Gillen Water settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Blix Donnelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donnelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Workman hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gillenwater strikes out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Massey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adams. Massey reaches second base with a double. Red Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Karowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Braves 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Hop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buster Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Sanders takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Karowski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sanders moves to second. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Day hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0-for-5 in the game. Culler hits a fly ball into left field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Braves 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0-for-5 in the game. Verbin hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Blix Donnelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donnelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Donnelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-5 in the game. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Workman hits a fly ball into left field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Braves 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. Hop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buster Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sanders hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gillenwater hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kurowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Massey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hop. Massey reaches second base with a double. Red Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kurowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost is walked intentionally. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0-for-6 in the game. Culler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Massey scores. Joost moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 5, and St. Louis Cardinals, 4. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.